Hi, I'm Michelle Bangert, Managing Editor of Quality. I'm here today with Kimberly Humphrey, President and CEO of the Association for Manufacturing Excellence, or AME. So thanks for joining us, Kimberly.
Thank you for having me.
So you worked with our contributing editor, Genevieve Dysing, for an article on training and the skills gap. So as we near the end of 2022, what's the update with training and how has the pandemic affected things right now?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So for the last 2 years, a lot of training has been done, as no surprise, virtually, but we are actually seeing people come back in public again. And so we're really excited about that, because as much as virtual training is beneficial and it really got us, sustained us through the pandemic, it's really important to have that hands-on experience. So as we just talked about earlier, we just came out of our conference this year. And this is the first conference in person for the last 2 years. The last two have been virtual, and we really saw the benefit of getting back together and sharing, learning, and growing together as far as training and just sharing best practices.
Yeah, that makes sense. So in the article, you talked about manufacturers not getting hung up on traditional job requirements. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have this new buzzword that I think everyone's heard of by now. It's the new collar worker. In the past, organizations, in particular manufacturers, were looking for, in some cases, a college degree or even a high school diploma. And we're really looking at the value of that now. So a lot of companies are looking at maybe waiving that, particularly the college degree, and going more into a trades and a skills learning. So a lot of organizations are really trying to look at the technical trades as far as getting employees trained in that aspect, and not really looking at the traditional college degree and that path. But the benefit of that is that organizations are also encouraging workers to come in without that college degree and saying, come in, work at a skills trade. And by the way, we will, if you want to go to college, we'll pay for that. So it's a little different from the way probably I know I grew up. We always encouraged our youth to go to college. And in this case, really, there are some amazing jobs that don't require a college degree, where students can come from high school and literally almost make six figures going into industry. I know in Virginia, where I live, a student coming out of high school with just a, basic STEM skills can actually, come in and make $60,000, $70,000 a year in their first job. And how fantastic is that?
Yeah, that's definitely important, those STEM skills. So for manufacturers who are looking to improve the training they have going on right now, is there any advice you give or kind of ways things have changed lately?
Yeah, we were talking about that just earlier with an organization that we partner with. And so we see a lot of companies now sharing training. Training is very expensive, so they're looking at shared training skills, sharing any kind of workers, and also a lot more hands-on, and also partnering with the universities or the technical trade schools, and also bringing those technical schools, such as New Horizons in Hampton Roads area, bringing them down to the high school level so that when the students graduate from high school, they actually have another trade that they can actually go into industry with. And it's a really different environment than it was in the past, where students came out of the high schools probably without those skill sets and then went into either a technical trade school or went into maybe a university or, a company, and then did some learning from there. So we're finding that there's a lot more partnering with companies and the trade schools and the high schools, and even as far down as the middle schools, really starting to get that interest.
And so for the manufacturers that are in your association, what's sort of the state of manufacturing today for them? Are things going well, or what kind of areas are people excited about?
So there's a lot of excitement. The world's opened up again, but with the world opening up, of course, we're still challenged with supply chain. There's a real focus on the supply chain. The skills gap is a challenge as well. And then all the industry 4.0. So all the technology that's coming at an increased rate. And so the last couple of years, has really forced organizations to look at technology to keep their organizations going. People are working from home. 3 years ago, you would never have seen the amount of companies, having their you know, supply chain or their finance people or their leadership working from home. So there's a lot more reliance on technology. And then how do we take this, you know, the people that are exiting the workforce, the retirees, how do we take that workforce, you know, the skills that are going out the door, how do we share that with the new employees that are coming in? So there's a challenge, but there's an excitement as well. And I think that our industries are starting to really learn what's working and what's not. The workers themselves are asking for a lot more. They liked working from home. A lot of, you know, a lot of employees really figured out how to make that work for them. And so they're really looking at working from home. They want that work-life balance that I think we all have wanted in the past, but we just didn't know how to do that. And now we figured it out that we can do that. Mm-hmm. I can share that AME has gone virtual. We don't have a brick and mortar office anymore. And it's worked for the last 2 years.
Yeah, like you said, it's, I think for a lot of companies, it would have seemed very strange to have that, you know, a few years ago, but now it seems, you know, much more on trend and where things are going. So that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're seeing that a lot of organizations that are requiring people to come back to work are finding that employees don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. You know, they're having to adjust and adapt. Or they're going to lose good employees because it is right now, it is an employee's market. We discussed that earlier today. It's really, you know, I think that the great resignation is slowing down. We're seeing signs of that, but there has been a really big switch in people switching jobs. And so, you know, employers are looking at what do the employees really want now? And, you know, employees are looking for that work-life balance.
Yeah, definitely. And so in terms of training trends, is there anything you think manufacturers should be aware of in the next few years? Any other kind of areas that they should be working on or ways to offer training, anything like that?
Well, you know, I think we've done a good job, again, the last couple of years, doing a lot more virtual and doing training virtually. I mean, who would have figured that students would be trained at home by their parents? And we're also seeing a lot of companies are doing that as well. Self-learning has increased, you know, the online training. And then kind of the mentoring, there's a big part of the mentoring, balancing the mentoring and the learning itself. And so we're seeing a lot of trends in that. And again, it's a lot of the shared training, and we're starting to see organizations really collaborate more on what's working. And I don't think we saw that in the past. And I think, you know, if anything, this virtual world has helped us with that collaboration. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any example from a member you think that's kind of doing training well or kind of a best practice from anyone you've worked with?
Yeah, I think, so I work with an organization that builds ships for the United States Navy. And so they're doing a lot of collaboration with the high schools. So they're doing training, they're going into the high schools, doing training in collaboration with some of the technical trade schools. And they're actually, you know, really collaborating instead of just, you know, waiting for the students to come out of the high schools and then sending them to either trade. So they're really looking at what does industry want. And so this one organization that, again, builds ships for the United States Navy has figured out that, you know, you catch them early, you get them excited early, you collaborate on what training industry needs and get them at the high school and even before that to get them excited about the technical tools that, you know, kids gravitate to anyway. So they get them excited about that type of training, the virtual reality, the augmented reality. Kids love that. And so it gets them really excited about what they can do and also sharing that with the parents and the guidance counselors, what kind of careers are out there and training them as well.
Yeah, especially something like ships for the Navy, that sounds like an interesting application versus, you know, something that you think of a factory floor, you know, if they don't know much about it, might not sound as, you know, interesting. So
you get them really excited about that. And students and young people love technology anyway. Mm-hmm. And what's surprising that we're finding though is, you know, that we thought that maybe the adults, the people that have been in industry for a long time would not be as open to some of this, you know, technology that's coming, but they're really embracing it. And that was something that, you know, there's a company called AGCO that's using Google Glass. And, you know, it's amazing what they're doing, but they thought they would have a problem. They knew that the young people come in and instinctively know how to use this. But what they felt found was their seasoned workers were really embracing the technology and how it was making their jobs easier. So they were actually really encouraging, you know, even more use of technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great to see people embracing the new thing. So, in terms of training, is there anything then you would say not to do, things that you've seen kind of common mistakes or anything you'd suggest shying away from?
You know, I think there are some companies that used to have a lot of just forced training to their employees, online training without any follow-up. Mm-hmm. And I think they're seeing that maybe the value is not there, even though it's required or mandated. They're starting to find out that, you know, you can have this training online, but if you're not doing some follow-up and not, you know, really embracing everything that they've learned, that they're just doing it from a, you know, requirement. And so I think a lot of organizations are really trying to do some virtual training, but maybe do group training in that virtual training so that they can talk about it and answer questions. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a little bit more of that. And of course, there is the Zoom burnout right now. People are a little bit tired of virtual. Mm-hmm. Really want to get back together again. And so we did find that some of the structured training online, while it's valuable because it does provide the information, it doesn't give you the opportunity to ask the questions. And I think organizations are starting to do more collaborative training.
Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely nice to kind of talk about what you've learned and share things with your colleagues, or even some online training I've seen. It's like, oh, I didn't agree with the Q&A, or I thought there were more than one right answer or something like that. So yeah, I think those are the main things I wanted to ask you about, but is there anything else you want to mention or things you want to include?
Yeah, I just, you know, what I really like about the last couple of years is technology has just, you know, I mean, when we talk about the timing of change, it's just been so much going on the last couple of years. And, you know, we really have found that organizations are just embracing this change so collaboratively. And I think it's really exciting where we're going to be for this next generation. So I'm super excited about, and our manufacturers are as well.
That's great. Yeah, definitely. Like you said, there's a lot of changes and some have been better than others, but
absolutely.
Yeah, these are great. All right. Well, thank you for your time today, Kimberly. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.